Daisy, there were a few bills that sparked a lot of debate in 2017, and many of them are now laws. Will some of that debate continue into 2018?
2017 definitely had a lot of high points, a new school funding formula and a new spending plan after the state was at an impasse for more than 2 years. There was also the abortion legislation. All of these were sort of like a tug-of-war issue statewide, and most definitely for Governor Bruce Rauner. The abortion law, which expands abortion coverage under state insurance and Medicaid, is facing a lawsuit over the arguments that money was not legally approved or set aside for the state to pay these. So we will see what unfolds in 2018.
Beyond the headline-making issues, there were about 200 other laws taking effect in 2018, and the topics are wide-ranging. For example, there's a new law that marks August 4th as Barack Obama Day in Illinois, the former president's birthday. There were several versions of this legislation at the start of 2017, and some lawmakers wanted the day to be a state holiday. But the final version of the law just commemorates Obama's birthday without closing any state offices. Another issue covered was divorce and pets. Can you tell me about what that new law will do?
Yeah, there were quite a few laws having to do with animal welfare. An interesting one addresses the well-being of animals when a couple is going through a divorce. Currently, state law treats a pet as a possession, sort of like a piece of furniture or a car. The sponsor of the law, Senator Linda Holmes, who's a Democrat from Aurora, explained to me. She says, pets are considered family, and the attachment is much more emotional. So this new law will have the judge take the animal's well-being into consideration. A custody agreement can be discussed, signed, and either party or both can take responsibility for the pet.
And staying on the topic of animals, a new law bans using elephants in traveling shows. Can you tell me more about that law?
Well, when Governor Bruce Rauner signed the measure into law back in August, Illinois was the first state in the country to have such guidelines for traveling elephants. The state of New York followed several months later. This law will not allow endangered elephants to be used in these so-called travel shows like a circus. Zoos and permanent exhibitions will still be allowed as long as the animal is not being moved from place to place.
Another couple of new laws have to do with bike safety and electric bikes in particular. Those are the ones with the small motors. The new state rules lay out a couple of different categories for these electric bikes depending on their top speed. And it also requires that owners put a sticker on the bike showing the bike's classification and top speed. State Senator Heather Staines from Chicago sponsored the bill, and she said that these new regulations will help local governments decide which bike lanes or bike trails these kind of electric bikes can ride on. Another related law allows both motorbikes and regular bicycles to ride on the shoulder of roads, which just clarifies state law, saying that bikes are allowed to ride on the shoulder and also that cars, when it's safe, can pass these bikes. So even in no passing zones, when there's not another car coming or when it's safe to do so, cars can pass bikes on those lanes.
So from animal rights and divorce and bike laws, there was also a law, Mary, that covers transparency in pricing for everyday services. Can you tell me what that entails?
So this law aims to address what some people refer to as a pink tax or gender-based pricing for certain businesses or services. A couple of studies have found that women sometimes pay more for common services like haircuts or manicures. So this law aims to address that concern by requiring salons, barbers, dry cleaners, and tailors to provide customers with a price list for all of their services when customers ask for it so that they can see if there's any discrepancy in what they're being charged.